We want to thank the Lord for the privilege of being in his house again tonight. That's good to be back. As you know, some of us were up at Lakeside this morning, and I really enjoyed being up there. They had a good homecoming, and church moved real powerful and had a great meeting. God blessed us to see a middle-aged man and a young woman get saved, and a lot of other folks come to the altar. And God blessed the truth singers to sing, and bless my heart. They sang wonderful. And this afternoon, Trey preached wonderful, and it blessed my heart. I'm so thrilled at being up there today, and God bless him the way he did. And I'm also so thrilled to be back home tonight. And as I come in and as I talk to everybody, and people were so excited and happy about the service this morning, said, "Oh God, bless Brother Andrew so good. He preached so powerful, and we had such a good meeting." And I praise the Lord for that. And talked about the good crowd that was here, and I praise the Lord for that. And so good to be here tonight, and good to see everybody. We want to welcome everybody, especially every visitor. We've got some folks that's been gone, and God's blessed to have a safe trip and come home. Thank the Lord for that. We appreciate that. Have scripture I'd like to read from the 18th Psalm. And this is Psalms 18 and verse 4. "The sorrows of death compassed me, and the floods of ungodly men made me afraid. The sorrows of hell compassed me about, the snares of death prevented me. In my distress I called upon the Lord and cried unto my God. He heard my voice out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even into his ears." Okay. And so just stand with me for a minute, and we'll have a prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we thank you, God, that you can and do hear us. God, when we call on you out of our heart as you're dealing with our soul and our spirit, God, you hear us. And God, you not only hear us, but you do things for us and you help us even when we can't help ourselves. God, we pray for the service tonight. We thank you for the service here this morning and the service at Lakeside this morning. But God, we pray for the service now, here tonight. And we ask you to just bless this service, God. Help us to get in the center of your will. And we praise you and we thank you in Jesus' name and amen. You may be seated. We turn it over to the choir and Brother Taylor.
Page 6.
Oh,
Page 29. Page 29.
Does wood and shine. this time, we'll have our choir come down and we'll turn it over to our pastor.
Thankful for the choir tonight. Thankful to be here. I'm thankful for that old story. It's still blessing me every day. It doesn't get old. I don't get sick of hearing it. We could talk about Jesus, Jesus, Jesus every second of every day, and I'd never get sick and tired of talking about it. It's my favorite topic. He's my favorite person to talk about. His love fills me every day, and I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful that that story never grows old. I really have a burden for our church service tonight. I feel like I say that every time I get up here, but I really do. I have a burden for this service tonight. I really want to see our people get saved. We'll ask at this time if everyone will. Please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request. Hands all over the house. Anyone have a spoken prayer request this evening? Remember that.
Brother Jeremy, my folks know this, but Murphy and Betty Buell's daughter Elizabeth passed on this morning, and really pray for that family and pray for me. Elizabeth called me about 2 months ago and asked me if I'd preach her funeral when she passed, and I told her if I was still around and able, I'd be honored. And so really, really pray for the family, but pray for that funeral service.
Yeah, just remember that. Anybody else this evening? No, let's really pray for this service. Really pray for the man who has to stand and preach tonight. We'll ask Billy Thompson to lead us in prayer. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony on your heart. Just follow the Lord tonight, whatever He puts on your heart. We had some good singing and good testifying this morning, and I appreciate our church who's willing to follow the Lord. So if God put something on your heart tonight, just follow Him. I'm thankful to be here. I really mean that. it feels good to be in the Lord's house. Nobody has anything. I'll turn over to my pastor.
Once again, I want to thank the Lord for being here, and I appreciate the choir singing tonight, and appreciate everybody cheer. And again, the service this morning, thank God for it, and I appreciate Andrew taking care of it. And now I'm going to ask again if anybody's got a song or testimony, but when it comes time for the preaching, which I'd also ask Andrew us now, I don't know if I can get back for Sunday night. And so he graciously agreed to take care of tonight too if it need be. And so by him being praying and thinking about that, he might have something on his heart for tonight too. And if he does, after I ask for singing and testifying, I'll give him a first option if he needs to come. And I appreciate him so much. Appreciate all our preachers. I'm glad to have everybody here tonight, all the preachers and everybody. Okay, anybody got a song or a testimony? If you do, follow him. It's just mind the Lord. I will share this with you. Thought came to me. At the start of the service up there at Lakeside today, they baptized a family, a husband and a wife and a daughter. And I thought it was just sweet as it could be. I appreciated getting to see that too. And so, okay, if nobody's got a song or a testimony, Andrew. Okay. All right. I appreciate Andrew. And thank the Lord for you, buddy.
I got excited when Terry walked in. Didn't know I still had to get up. But I'm thankful to be here, and I'm thankful for this morning service. I'm thankful for people praying this morning. And, you know, we're just a mouthpiece for the Lord. And he's the one that ultimately does the preaching. And if I can get out of the way sometimes, he'll use me. Sometimes Andrew gets in the way and it don't work out so hot. But I'm thankful to be here, and I just had a little thought on my heart. And I turned to Acts chapter 12. I'll give you a second to turn there. And this chapter is about Peter going into jail, and Herod had been persecuting the Jews, and he had gotten a hold of James and the brother of John, and he had killed him. And he saw that it pleased the Jews, and he went to grab Peter, and he put him in jail. And I'm sure Peter thought for sure that he was a dead man. You know, I thought for sure there was a time in my life that I was a dead man. There was no doubt in my mind where I was going. I was going to hell. Not one doubt in my mind. I had 100% faith that I was going to hell. And I love this story, but I'm going to start in chapter 4 here and just read a little bit at a time. But it says, and when he had apprehended him, talking about Peter, he said he put him in prison and delivered him to 4 quaternions of soldiers to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter therefore was kept in prison, but prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. Yeah. And I thought about that, and I thought about, you know, we have so many little ones that we've been praying for without ceasing.
Yeah.
I've got a church that prays without ceasing.
Amen.
I've got a God that looks upon us without ceasing. That means never stopping. I'm not going to give up on my kids. I'm not going to give up on my family, my friends, those that are here. If you've come and you've prayed and you haven't got satisfied, I'm not giving up on you.
Amen.
It just started when you first came up. But I'm not going to give up until you get what you find. And I love this part. It says, as he's reading down through here in chapter 7, it says, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison. I'm sure it was pretty dark in that prison.
Yeah.
I'm sure Peter probably didn't see a whole lot in there. If it was lit by candles, I don't know. But I'm going to guess it was pretty dark. And he said he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, "Arise up quickly." And his chains fell off from his hands. And the angel said unto him, "Gird thyself and bind on thy sandals." And so he did, and he said unto him, "Cast thy garments about thee and follow me." And I thought about that, and I thought Peter had a decision at that point. He had a decision to follow God. I had a decision as a 9-year-old boy that God said, "Andrew, it's time for you to get saved." And when he called me, it wasn't just a little bit that I had to follow him. I had to have 100% faith when I came to the altar that I was going to get saved.
Amen.
I couldn't come with just a little bit. There's just a little bit out there. There's a little bit here. There's a little bit there. I had to come with 100% faith that he was going to do what he said he would do. You know, I think about in John 3:16, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him." He didn't come for just a couple people. He came for whosoever comes to the altar. Everyone, not selected parts, everyone that comes. And I thought about Peter. I thought about how he was chained and how he was in the darkness. And all of a sudden the light came to him. In verse 11 it says, "When they were past the first and second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which was opened of them by his own accord." I'm sure that Peter thought, "Man, we're going to get out of here. And we're going to hit that gate and that thing's going to be locked. There's no way I can get around that gate." But that kind of comes back to what I preached on this morning. Let God be God. Let him take control of the situation. He don't need your help at that point. All he needs is you to give all of it to him. And it said they passed through one street and forth with the angel departed from him. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, "Now I know of a surety that the God that sent this his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews." Peter knew of all surety. He had no doubt who brought him out of the prison. He didn't think some magic part happened. He knew without a doubt that God had brought him out of prison. Boy, that's awesome. I love that part. But I love what he does next. It says in verse 12, "And when he had considered the things, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying." They were praying without ceasing for him. They didn't know how he was going to get out. They didn't know if he was going to die, what was going to happen. And it says down through here, it says, "And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness." She was so excited that she forgot to open up the door. "I was so excited when God called me, but I was so afraid. I didn't know what was going to happen. I didn't know how he was going to do it, when he was going to do it. But I had 100% faith that he would." And I'm thankful. Let me get a little drink here. I'm thankful that there was a door that was open to me. And it said, "And they said unto her, Thou art mad. But she constantly confirmed that it was even him, or even so. Then that said they, It is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished." When you think about that first part, it says that he had two chains on him. He had two soldiers on each side. He had one guarding the gate. There was no way that he was getting out of there by himself. There was no way that he could get past those soldiers without God's help. But he gave it to God, and God took care of it. Because God's God, and he can do whatever he wants. And this last part is one of my favorites. It says, "But he, beckoning unto them with the hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, Go show these things unto James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place." It's just not enough to get saved. We got to let our people know what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's important when you get saved to say, here I am. I'm taking a stand for what's right. I want to let my people know what I've got. We need to spread the gospel among the nations. It's not just enough to get saved and say, man, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm not going to hell. Hopefully that guy over there gets it. I'm pretty sure Terry will minister him sometime. He'll probably get a knock on the door. That's not enough. There's times in your life where God's going to call you to do something. There's been times in my life when I've been at work and I thought, Lord, out of all the people, why this person do I got to talk to him? They're going to shut me down right now. But through God's mercy, he opened their eyes and he said, Andrew, I just need you to say a little thing. That little thing led to another thing. It led to another thing. And then it led to them asking me about how I got saved. And I said, let me tell you about the best friend I've ever had. It's important to let your people know where you stand. It's important to let them know what it is that's the best part of you. There's a lot of part of Andrew Martin that I'm not proud of. But there's one part that I'm so happy that I got when I was a 9-year-old boy. There's a part of me that's the best part of me. The kids are the best part of me. And a lot of times I remember Brittany saying that. But Jesus is the best part of me. And I need to let it shine every chance that I get. He's going to call you sometime to let your light shine. He's going to call you to get saved. There's no doubt in my mind that everyone gets an opportunity to get saved. He didn't call a select few. He didn't call just one or two. He called all of us to get saved. It's up to you whether you accept it or not. And it's up to you whether you come when he calls. But God be, don't sit there. I appreciate this church and I appreciate what she means to me. And I know it's not much, but it's a little thought I had about Peter. I love Peter. You know, he was one of those disciples that had a hard head and he ran a little bit. But he knew where to turn. Peter turned to the Lord, where Judas turned to the world. I love that part. Turn to God when times get tough. Turn to God when you don't know what to do. Turn to God when things get so dim in your life that you're like, Lord, I don't even know if there is a light. There was times in my life where I thought, Lord, I don't even know if I'm saved. I've gotten so far out that I didn't know. And he brought me back to that place. And man, I got to worship with him. I said, there it is. I can feel it again just like it's brand new. It was the best gift that I ever got. Nothing from Christmas, nothing from a birthday. But it was just saying, Lord, here I am. Use me. But I'm thankful for this church, and I'm thankful for her praying for me. I'm going to turn back over to Terry.
Amen. That's good preaching, buddy. Thank you, Lord. Boy. Once again, I appreciate Brother Andrew and appreciate that preaching. Let's get us a song. And in just a minute, we'll offer invitation. And I really appreciate what I've heard tonight and what I've felt. And if you're here tonight and you're not saved, you need to get saved. And if you're here tonight and you've been saved, but you're not living for the Lord just quite like you should, maybe you haven't done anything bad. Maybe you're just not following God like you ought to. Whatever it is, if you're way out of fellowship or if you're just a little bit out of fellowship, you need to get back in. And we're going to ask everybody to stand. And while we sing this song, let me put it this way. Whatever that you need to do for the Lord, that God's wanting you to do, do it while we sing this song. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Obey the Lord.
I am redeemed, I've been bought with a price. He's changed my whole life.
Amen.
If anybody asks you just who I am,
yeah, listen.
Well, you can tell them.
Listen to that.
That I
remember
am
what Andrew preached tonight.
Redeemed.
We need to lean on the Lord. Trust him for our help.
Where there
Would you just come?
Sweet love.
You don't have to stay sad. If you follow God, you can be happy.
There was confusion.
Whoso trusteth the Lord, happy is he. Will you do that? Will you just come and trust him tonight?
I'm walking.
Obey the Lord.
With Jesus.
Let God have his way. Nothing beats that.
And it's all because I am redeemed.
Amen.
I am redeemed.
Are you redeemed?
I've been bought with the price.
Have you been washed in the blood?
Jesus, he's changed my whole life.
Are you living like it? Are you acting like it? Obey the Lord. Who are you?
I am.
Who are you?
Well, you can
listen.
Tell
amen.
That I am redeemed.
Amen.
I'll tell of his favor.
Yeah.
And I'll tell of his love. And I'll tell of his goodness to me.
Amen.
He purchased my redemption with his own precious blood.
Yeah.
And from sin I've been set free.
Amen.
I am redeemed. I've been bought with the price. Jesus, he's changed.
Come if God's calling you.
Obey
the Lord. Please come. Just like God set Peter free from jail, he can set you free from whatever's got you trapped. That's God. Obey the Lord. The church is praying. God is calling. You know, Simon Peter could have sat down in jail, just stayed there. Andrew talked about that. He had a decision to make. He made the right one. Are you making the right one? Amen. Beautiful song. Beautiful song. I appreciate that. Anything else anybody's got? I believe somebody could have come tonight. I felt like that. Felt powerful. Okay. Anybody else got something on your heart? Something to say or do before we come to a close? Amen. Me too. Yep. Amen. Right. Right. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Someone else. Anything else? Let's keep praying. And it's already been said, and Andrew said this in his preaching, and I say amen to it. I thank God we've got a praying church. It's praying without ceasing. And thank God we've got a God that listens without ceasing. Praise the Lord. And as the fellows are getting ready to go out to set the offering up and everything, I was told that they took the offering up, set a little plate out to take up donations for Krista's school for the help those underprivileged kids and stuff down there. And if they want to put that out again, that'd be fine, I think. And so if you got something you want to put in that, they'll have a plate for it. And if you want to put something in offering, of course, obviously do that. Anything else before we come to a close? Okay, I'm going to ask Bob Morrison to pray dismissal and also to ask the blessing on the offerings.
Our most gracious Father, bless this church. Help us, Lord, that we might be able to see folks come in. Bless our pastor and bless our people.